Hello there, CEOs. Welcome back. Let's dive in. Sustainable success. That sounds good. Sounds interesting. Sounds like something we might want. But what's one thing that's non-negotiable if we want to achieve sustainable success in our business? I thought about this for a little bit this week, and certainly some easy things came to mind. Some tactical, practical strategies. Things like having systems and processes in place. Having a strong team that can support me and be behind me and take care of those things that I'm not so good at taking care of in the day-to-day. Taking action. I mean, without taking action, where do we move? We don't progress. So all those things are important, but you know what, friends? That's not the one thing that's going to help us grow and scale and have a sustainable business. The secret sauce to having a sustainable, successful business is consistency. Consistency. Yep, we've all heard that before. Be consistent in your marketing, be consistent in your messaging. But friends, it goes much more beyond your marketing and your messaging. Being consistent is the key. It's the foundation to your business success. When I look up the definition of consistency in the dictionary, it tells me that it means agreeing or concordant, accordant, compatible, not self-contradictory, constantly adhering to the same principle, course, holding firmly together. Consistent is what's going to grow our business. We have a goal, we have an outcome, and we need to progress towards it. Right? We need to keep working towards that goal. And in order to do that, we need to be consistent. Consistency is the foundation for everything. When you have consistency, you have strong, loyal fans who want to hear what you have to say, and more importantly, want to buy and be part of your world. When you're consistent with your messaging and your marketing, that draws people in to what you are doing in this world. That gets them to trust you, and that helps them become loyal customers. This helps you create a base of super fans. Consistency matters. But you know what? It matters actually in every area of your life if we think about this. Let's look at our fitness or our health or our relationships. We have to be consistent in those as well, right? If we want to lose 20 or 50 pounds, we just can't wake up tomorrow, eat healthy, drink some water, go for a walk, and then boom, the weight falls off. Oh no, we all know it doesn't happen that easily. We have to be consistent day after day. We have to be monitoring what we're eating. We have to be staying physically active. We have to be drinking our water. All of that day after day, little progress, step by step, being consistent gets us to reach our goals. So what's going to take you to the next level? What's going to be your next best version of yourself? Because I know we're always working towards what our next best version is going to be. And being consistent is key to getting there. So there's a few things we have to have in place in order to be consistent, because I know being consistent is something some of us struggle with. The first thing is we have to look at our mindset. Being consistent starts with our mindset. You have to believe that you are worthy of achieving that goal, that outcome that you have for your business. You are worthy and you are going to put in the work to get there. Number two, you need discipline. You need discipline to keep showing up day after day on that track that you're working towards to reach that goal. There's going to be days when you don't feel like it. There's going to be days when you want to go and do something else. But you need that discipline to keep being consistent. And the third one is that intrinsic, that inside motivation factor. We get this by making sure that the goal that we've set for ourselves is ours. We own it. We belong and we want it. Don't go running after some other guru's goal or your best friend's goal. Make this goal something that you truly believe in and you want to achieve. That gives you the motivation to keep going. Okay, friends, today I have 7 tips for how we can get more consistent in our business, because I know consistency is a real struggle for a lot of us. We get a new idea, we start something new, we're consistent at the beginning, we're doing it, we're staying the course, and then life happens. Our kids get sick. We get sick. We fall off the track. We hear another idea that sounds more interesting and better, and we want to jump the track and go for that idea instead. I want you to put your blinders on and really focus on what your goals are. Stay consistent in that track and reach your successes. So the first tip is to introduce CEO habits. You want to move from solopreneur to CEO. You have to start thinking and acting like a CEO. And CEOs of big companies spend time doing that high-level work that CEOs are called to do, setting the vision, looking at joint ventures, looking at how they can work with others. So I want you to set time in your calendar once a week, every week, and introduce something called the CEO Power Hour. So this is a date with yourself, the CEO of your company. And you're going to look at what are your goals? What are your goals this week? What are your priorities? What happened last week that went well? What happened last week that didn't go so well? And what do you need to do this week in order to reach your goals? You're going to look a little bit at your metrics, your leading and your lagging metrics. Make sure that what you're doing in terms of your marketing is working and it's drawing in those people that you're looking for. So set a routine time in your calendar for a CEO Power Hour once a week. I suggest you do it on a Monday morning, but it's up to you how your calendar works. But that works for me and a lot of my clients. Number two is to develop a routine, a daily routine, a weekly routine, and a monthly routine. We're going to talk about what each of these looks like in future episodes, but ensuring that you have a routine every day, week, and month will make sure that you're on the right track to reaching your goals. I don't want you at the beginning of 2023 to have set a goal, and now we're in the middle of the year, and you have no idea where you are. Are you anywhere close to reaching that goal? Did you surpass or exceed that goal already? You need to keep that goal front and center, and we need to be monitoring our progress weekly and monthly so we know where we are. That's how we're able to course correct and tweak and make changes and make improvements so that we can reach our goal at the end of the year. So your daily, weekly, and monthly routines are really going to be focused on making sure you're doing something every day for your marketing. How are you bringing in those new people? How are you nurturing the people you have? How are you surprising and delighting those who have already bought from you? And then you're also going to be focusing on your conversions. Do you know what it's going to take to hit your goal? How many sales do you need to get this week? How many calls do you need to get? How many people do you need to get attending your webinar to then purchase your program? Those numbers are really important and something you need to focus on as the CEO of your business. Number three, the third step in trying to be consistent, is setting super duper clear goals at the beginning. Again, we often use this acronym SMART when we're looking at goals, but I want your goals to be clear. I want them to be measurable, and I want them to be something that is attainable. Can they stretch you? Of course, 100% stretch you, but still be something that you can attain. And then what we want to do is we want to reverse engineer that goal down and break it down into what needs to be done each quarter, each month, and each week. Now when we have our CEO Power Hour, we can focus, okay, what is the goal for this week? What are my top three priorities? That's based on what our goal is for the month, what our goal is for the quarter, and what our goal is for the year. We need to break it down into small steps, and we need to monitor the data associated with it so we know where we need to adjust or pivot. Let me give you an example. Let's say you want to make $10,000 per month in revenue from your business. Where are you today? You got to know where you are so you know where you want to go. How are your sales doing now? Are you getting the number of sales you need per month to be able to reach that $10,000 revenue goal? What's your conversion rate like? If it's too low, how are you going to adjust it? What needs to be tweaked or optimized in your marketing or your messaging to increase that conversion rate or to get more sales? This is something that you need to be concentrating on your CEO Power Hour. This is how you take your big goal of $10,000 per month, break it down into smaller pieces, seeing where you are and where you need to go. Okay, fourth tip, a content calendar so you can batch your content. You know that marketing is part of the game. You need to attract new leads, you need to nurture those new leads, and you need to focus on conversions. How are you attracting those leads? Do you have a set system in place for what you're doing week after week to be able to bring in those new leads? How are you batching that content so that every Wednesday you're sitting down to make your social media posts for the week, or you're sitting down to make your podcast or your blog for the week? Batch that content, keep your mind in the groove, and get that done. Have it on your weekly calendar every week at this time. That's my time to focus and batch my content so that I know every week I'm attracting new leads. Number 5 is sticking to a routine and being consistent. Again, putting it on your calendar and not deviating from that. I like to call your calendar your schedule ninja. Set up what a typical weekly calendar should look like from you and try your best to stick to it. Devote those specific times to the things that need to get done. That will help you stay focused and consistent. At the end of the week, if you devote time every week to planning new content, at the end of the week, you're going to have it. If you devote time every week to having a CEO power hour and figuring out what your top 3 priorities are, at the end of the week, you're going to have those top 3 priorities done. Routines and consistency. Start with your calendar. Number 6, stay focused. I know, friends, with all the noise out there on the internet, it is very difficult. There's so many strategies, so many tactics, so many different ways of doing things. But I want you to really look at the data. What's working for you and your business at this time? What do you enjoy doing? And stay focused on that. If your business best friend is not doing what you're doing, good. If your guru that you're following is not doing what you're doing, it's okay. They have a different business than you. They have different goals than you. Stay focused. This reminds me, if you want to think of it visually, of those horses when you see them in a race and they have the blinders on. They put those blinders on so the horses don't get distracted by what is around them. We too need to put blinders on in our business. What is working? Stay focused and dig in. You will see progress, but it's going to take time. Do not grow weary. Keep pushing and keep working. You are going to see what the positive effects from your work. And the 7th tip is stay accountable. Have a friend or two or a family member that you can reach out to and say, okay, this week my top priority is XYZ. And then at the end of the week, you can follow up with them and say, yep, I did X and Y, Z, it fell off. But I'm going to put that at the beginning of next week because it's still really important that I finish it. Stay accountable by telling others what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. Consistency is foundation in your strategy. Strategy is important, of course, but that alone doesn't count. You need the strategy and the consistent action behind it. Say to yourself, I will until. Stopping is not part of the secret to a sustainable business. Does that mean you can't take vacation? Of course not. I want you to plan to take vacation and I want you to take unplugged vacation. But what you're going to need to do is put that in your calendar and sort out, okay, when can I batch the content? When can I get this stuff done beforehand so that I still have content going out while I'm on vacation and it is worry-free for me. I don't have to stress about it. Turn off your notifications. Get in a quiet space. Delete those things that are distracting you. Focus. Put your head down and do the work. This is what will get consistent, sustainable success. And friends, if you're listening to me today and you're like, I'm nowhere near this, Donna, like, I don't have this consistency. That schedule ninja you're talking about, that's out the window. My calendar is a disaster. A power hour? I don't have time for a power hour. I'm always putting out the next fire in my business. I want you to know this. It is okay if you're not there today. But I want you to believe that you don't have to stay where you are. You can take action, move forward, and start to be more consistent. So ask yourself, what's the one thing that you can do today and this week to help yourself be more consistent? If that means figuring out what your priorities are and writing them on your calendar, do it. If that means talking to your friend and saying, I want to be accountable for this week. Will you hold me accountable? If that means deleting things off your phone, turning off your notifications, and putting those blinders on so you can focus, do it. Pick one or two things this week that you can do to start being consistent. Over time, you will see success. Consistency is key, my friends. Put your head down, do the work, and let's get it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, but I want you to not just listen to the episodes, but to actually take action. Clarity brings action, action brings transformation, and transformation brings success. To continue our conversation and connect with other ambitious CEOs like yourself, I want you to hop over to the CEO Amplify community on Facebook. Leave a comment about what one thing you're going to take consistent action about this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.